and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome to the big show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Halfway through the week. Gonna be a rainy one today, but it's all right. I feel like we have like a couple good days of sun and like I'm good. Mm-hmm. We can take a rainy one or two. No big deal. We can handle it. It's time for Would You Rather Wednesday. This is a tradition. I don't even know where it started. I'd love if somebody, I know there's somebody that has a great memory of why we even started this. We don't know.
I'm sure it was like a random thing.
We just probably need.
You're like, let's just do this real quick.
Probably just needed something to fill time with, to be honest with you. And then really? We just liked it. So we just did it. We just give you two scenarios. They're both kind of unfortunate. And you just decide which one would you rather and text us your 2 cents on this. It's Jess's birthday week. Tomorrow is Jess's birthday. And so in honor of Jess's birthday, this one is going to be for her, okay?
Huh.
Would you rather everyone forget about your birthday, so like nobody even mentions it? Or would you rather walk into a surprise party with 1,000 people there that like you have to entertain, okay? So would you rather... nobody even mentioned your birthday or like walk into a surprise party, but there's like literally 1,000 people there and you've got to like entertain all the 1,000 people there. And I think it's going to be like your personality type that...
No, definitely.
It's going to like determine this. And I'm really kind of curious.
Even in your tone.
Yeah.
Your tone, personally. Like I can hear it. Would you rather have everyone forget it or have to
have to go with 1,000 people?
Yeah.
Talk to them for a long time. All right, which one? Text us 410-583-1065. Now think, I mean, honestly, think through the emotions of both of those. And we'll start with birthday week girl, Jessica.
Not birthday week girl.
Yeah.
I'm going party because I love parties. I love parties.
I'm not saying like 20 people. I'm saying 1,000
yeah.
people are there. And they're like, surprise. And then like for the next few hours.
Yeah, two things. So one, I've never had a surprise party before. So I think that'd be really cool. Never.
Oh, wow.
And then two, because like that's what your wedding feels like. It feels like a movie montage. Like when you're looking all around the room, you're basically seeing your entire history. All these people from different parts and different chapters of your life.
Yeah.
And it is so much fun. Like one of my favorite moments in my entire life is when all of my family and friends were all like jumping up and down to I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's like a sea of people, but everyone that I know and love, and we're all singing Aww. Whitney Houston. That's like literally one of my favorite moments ever.
You be into it. All right.
Yes.
There goes Jess. She wants a surprise party, 1,000 people. Charlotte.
Yeah, I'd have to go the same. I love attention.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would be so... I mean...
And she loves a theme party.
I love a theme party. Yeah, I get it, Jess.
I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, if my birthday went by and not one person mentioned it, it'd be rough.
Oh, we know.
Oh, yeah, we know. I think you're lying.
I don't think I could do a...
You are king of, like, no one celebrate me, but if no one does, you're, like, upset and you do a podcast about it, smearing everyone's name.
I just don't think I could do a... I think I'd be so overwhelmed.
With that limit, like, with that number of people?
Like that number, because you know how long that party would be? Like, I don't think I could do it for like 30 minutes and I'd be like, this is so great. And then like, I think everyone would leave and I'd be like, yo, who planned that? Who planned that?
Yeah.
I hate you. I literally hate you for doing that. You know I
don't.
I was like way too much.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Oh. Number three.
The Blue Angels, the U.S. Navy's elite flight demonstration squadron, completed their practice session over Annapolis on Tuesday ahead of their upcoming performances for the Naval Academy's commissioning week. Hundreds of people were on City Dock in downtown Annapolis to watch the practice run before the official air show that goes down later today. And obviously, this is a major highlight of the Naval Academy's commissioning week festivities. Route 450 Bridge will close at 1:45 p.m. this afternoon for the official Blue Angels flight demonstration that's starting at 2 p.m.
Number two.
Cheers star George Wendt died yesterday at the age of 76. There's no word yet on the cause of death, but his family says he died peacefully in his sleep while at home. George played Norm on all 11 seasons of Cheers from 1982 to 1993. And if you didn't know, he was actually only one of three actors to appear in every single episode of Cheers. He's also he was also the uncle of Jason Sudeikis. I didn't know that.
Didn't know that either.
And you know what? He was working all the way up until the end in 2023. He competed on The Masked Singer, and then he also reunited with the Cheers cast to present an Emmy.
Man, I didn't watch Cheers. I'm like a little I don't know if I'm too young, but I'm probably just a little too young. Did you watch Cheers? Mm-mm. I didn't. My parents didn't watch Cheers, so I don't really know the show that well.
My parents did. They were sad yesterday.
Today, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a generation above me, but
the impact of that show, song.
I mean, it was like kind of like, I think, our generation's Friends. Mm-hmm. You know, it was almost like that, mm-hmm. like that level mm-hmm. of big. But I think it's just definitely, to me, I think the biggest impact yesterday was like we're getting into like those celebrities that like we know are starting to pass away. For me, it was like one of those, it's like adding to the midlife crisis level of like, oh wait, like I know these celebrities now that are starting mm-hmm. to pass away. Like I know, like
they were such a big part of pop culture in childhood.
Before it was like all these people that seemed so old, you know, mm-hmm. they were passing mm-hmm. away of old age. And now I'm like, wait, Norm passed away? Like it doesn't seem like that far away. I know he was a huge cultural icon. It's going to be a big passing for sure.
Number one.
Justin Bieber confessed to telling his wife Hailey that she would never be on the cover of Vogue during an argument. Oh, in the now changed caption on social media that was supposed to be celebrating her new Vogue Summer 2025 cover, Justin admitted that during a huge fight that they were having, and he even said, yikes, I know, so mean. He explained that he, for some reason, felt disrespected during their argument and he wanted to get even. He also expressed how, you know, it doesn't help by anything to get even. And he ended the post with an apology. You already know, but forgive me because clearly I was sadly mistaken. So obviously after he posted this, the reaction on the internet went crazy, so much so that he edited and put a new caption of just emojis, and he kept the post up there. One of the comments that I saw was like, Justin, I don't think this is how you're supposed to congratulate your wife, but okay, pop off then. For the record, Hailey has been on the cover of Vogue multiple times, both solo and with Justin. Justin has been under public scrutiny in probably like the last couple of months now for erratic posts on social media, questionable behavior, with Hailey reportedly standing firmly by his side to support him. And that's something that she doubles down in the interview as well, talking about how she's tired of there being rumors about them splitting after being together for over 7 years. And she thought that it would go away at some point, but it hasn't. When I saw that post yesterday.
You saw the full thing?
I saw it like it wasn't even like a minute after he put it up.
You subscribed to it or whatever?
Absolutely. I've been a believer since day one. I was like, is this man for real? Mm-hmm. Why would you say that? And also, if people aren't aware of the lore, there's so much content online of him being so disrespectful to her, just like vocally, or even during the lives during COVID when they would do live streams from their home, the way he would speak to her was just so dismissive. But him actually typing that out and publicly saying that's something that he would say to his wife in an argument, I was just like, be so for real. Like, is this actually happening?
Like, where's the shame, you know?
Dude.
What do you think is going to happen with them? I mean, you obviously know their relationship pretty well. Do you think they're going to make it? It just sounds so not great from the outside.
It's sad because there's so many layers to it.
Yeah.
And I think that as far as like from Hailey's perspective, I mean, he's clearly going through something. It's very much Britney 2007 and has been for some time.
Right.
And then also they just had a baby together. So I think that there's so many layers to this as far as like wanting to be there for your partner. What's going on? You guys are new parents. I mean, who knows if she's still going through postpartum? Right. Hello? I don't know. This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning.
There is a new test out to find out if you're a toxic parent or not. But the question is, are you brave enough to take this test? Have you seen this on TikTok yet?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of these videos.
So basically how this works is you go to your kid and you ask them these, I guess, toxic old school parenting phrases. You just say these phrases to your kid and you see how they finish the phrase, and how they finish should say something about your parenting, right?
Like, so what their response is.
Like how they finish the phrase mm-hmm. says basically what they've picked up from your parenting style, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as I was going through these, I was like, dang, man, like our parents taught us some pretty damning things, to be honest with you. Like we came up with some pretty rough things, I think. So we'll go through some of these and see. First, we can do two things. Number one, we should go through these, I think, just as a show, but you can also ask your or have your kids finish these phrases too and see how they finish the phrase. And then, you know, you can judge yourself on these. We're not going to judge you as a parent, but you can, you know.
We're just judging our parents.
Judge, you can judge yourself on these, okay? So, like, we'll start with this. I'm just going to pick one of these popular TikTok videos, toxic parenting videos that's going around, and we'll.
I'm going to give you a sentence, okay? And you're going to see if you can finish the sentence correctly. This has to be, like, something mom would say, though, okay? Kids should be seen. Like, what would I say? Kids should be seen.
Kids should be seen.
And not heard.
Not heard, right? Is that how we all would finish it? Not heard. You can ask your kid that question. We'll go to this adorable little, she looks to be about, I don't know, maybe I'm bad with kids' ages, maybe 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm. And loved.
And loved.
Good job.
Is it correct?
It's good.
Goes, is it correct?
Is it correct?
I love that. That's so sweet.
And loved. I hope your kid would say the same thing. Okay, let's go to the next one.
I brought you into this world.
And I can take you out.
I can take you out of it.
Also, before we finish, I would just like to say our responses on what was told to us, this is not how I feel. Okay, this is not what I'm saying.
Telling you, the answers that instantly come to our mind.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
That's just what I've heard.
It's almost scary what's instantly going to come to your mind, right?
Yeah.
So again, what instantly comes to your mind when you hear this?
I brought you into this world.
And I can take you out of it, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But what might your kids say? Let's go to the TikTok video.
To be a bestie.
Wait, that's actually so good.
To be your bestie.
That's the best. All right, that's so cute.
We're doing this toxic parenting TikTok trend right now. Let's move on.
The next one is just wait until
your dad gets home.
I was going to say that. Just wait until we get home. Oh, you just wait until we get home. Oh, you just wait until we get home. Wait till your dad gets home. All right, let's go to the younger generation. How might they answer that question?
Just wait until you're older.
Yes.
That's what I say.
Yeah. Just wait until you're older. Don't grow too fast, huh? Growing up is a trap. I always tell you that. Your time will come.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah.
Just wait until you're older. Just wait until your dad gets home. This is going to be so much worse. All right. Let's do one more. This toxic parenting trend here that's going around on TikTok.
Money doesn't
grow on trees.
Money doesn't grow on trees, right? And according to the younger generation, the new acceptable answer is
money doesn't make happiness.
Yes. Money does not control our happiness, huh?
Yeah.
We don't need money in order to be rich in life.
Okay, yes, love that. But why can't we say money doesn't grow on trees still? Because it's true. It's
still true.
And like we're all struggling.
But it's okay. It's just stop. You're making the heartfelt segment feel worse right now. But hey, isn't that great? I'm telling you, isn't that great?
No, yes. I love her answer. Yes.
And such a different generation than we did. Because every single one of us, we were around the studio, we all had the exact same answer.
Yes.
Yeah. But this generation, I don't know how your kids would answer those questions, but if you go around and keep watching these TikTok videos of this toxic parenting trend or whatever they're calling it now, a lot of these kids are all having the same answers.
Answers from what we were used to hearing.
So that we would have heard our parents say. So
and
I don't.
And also, again, I don't think that this should be like a bashing thing. This is all a result of like generational things, right?
Generational.
So
trauma
it's supposed to change. It's supposed to be different as time goes on. So I think it's really that we hear different answers.
Shout out to our parents, man. Shout out, parents. You're doing a good job.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go. $1,000 in free gas up for grabs right now. We call this the $1,000 minute. Playing with caller 10 today. Who's this? Hi.
David.
David, you're number 10 today, my guy.
Hey, David.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning.
You did it. You are in. Welcome.
All right.
You ready to go?
I'm pulling over.
Right, pull over. You take your time. Have you played before, David?
I have never. I've been listening since you were $500.
Oh, a long time. Well,
That's a throwback.
It's a throwback, man. It's a throwback. Well, welcome. Welcome to the game. Yeah, the rules have changed a little bit since those $500 days. So, let's explain how we do this for everybody obviously for David who's listened for a long time. Maybe somebody's brand new to this game. Jessica, let's explain the $1,000 minute.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than the 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. You ready?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What two letters are short form for senior?
S-R.
Correct. Question number two. What is the governing body called for England? In England?
Parliament.
Correct. Question number three. What term describes the power of an engine?
Horsepower.
Correct. Question number four. The four presidents on Mount Rushmore are Lincoln, Washington, Jefferson, and who?
Roosevelt.
Correct. Question number five. How many meters are in 1 kilometer?
1,000.
Correct. Question number six. Don Draper is a character from what TV show?
Mad Men.
Correct. Question number seven. What is the Earth's only natural satellite?
The moon.
Correct.
Congratulations, you just won. What the heck was that? Did you just know all of those answers?
45 seconds.
I did.
You did it in 45 seconds?
You got time to spare,
man. Holy mackerel.
Yo, David.
Who are you? Who are you, David?
David, that was a... You got time to spare, my guy. You got time to spare in that round. You want to do a few more questions for fun over here? We can play a bonus round if you want to.
No, I'm good.
That was literally, I think, the fastest. David literally just rattled every single one of those off without any question. You're a very intelligent guy. Very intelligent man.
All right, hold on. Shout out to Mrs. Phillips, High School Bowl.
You're a trivia guy. You're clearly a trivia guy.
Yeah, but that was like a lifetime ago.
She told you one day this would come in handy, and
that's,
I guess,
awesome.
She was right.
She did.
Yep, and look at this. Yo, David, congratulations. $1,000 in free Dash and Gas, my guy.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I mean,
Shout out Mrs. Phillips. I think that was a record. I think that was
our fastest round. I don't think anyone's done it in 45 seconds. And also, like, shuts the haters down. Some people are like, you can't answer 7 trivia questions in 45 seconds or in a minute. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. And David just did it, man. Fastest round ever. That is absolutely incredible. Congratulations, David. How did you do? Were you able to answer all 7 questions?
No. I wouldn't have.
I couldn't answer probably half of them.
That was crazy.
Yeah. But how did you do? You want to try it tomorrow? Hey, that's the thing with our $1,000 minute. Every day, you got a chance to win this game. David just did it today. Tomorrow, we'll come back and we'll do it all over again. Thank you to Dashin, man. They keep this game going every single day. I hope when you see a Dashin station, you'll throw them a salute because they've been a great partner in this. You'll stop and you'll get some gas, you'll get some food because they really do keep this game fun for us every single day, yeah?
Yes, make sure to go get their top-tier performance gas. Certified means Dashin fuels meet performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas at Dashin because your engine deserves it.
My name's Cassie, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm from Annapolis, Maryland. Why did a flower not ride its bike?
Why the flower not ride its bike? Okay.
It's time for Kid Jokes.
Oh, man. Welcome to Kid Jokes, everybody. It's our Wednesday thing that we do on the show. And we could use your kids' assistance with this segment. And a few more weeks of this, man. A few more weeks, you guys are going to be gone for the summer. We're going to miss you terribly. So
this is
your time to participate. Jess, what is Kid Jokes?
It's when your kids become the star of our show. And they tell us their best and funniest kid joke. And then we do our best to try and solve them. But even though it was intended to be an easy segment of the show, it's actually turned into the most, I think, stressful one. Right.
We created this because we're like, we need something like easy midweek thing to do. It's like cute. It's easy. It's not. It's hard and it's stressful.
Yes.
Just adds a lot of pressure to our midweek, but it's okay. So what we say is if you are a funny kid, or maybe you've got a funny kid in your car right now, especially like we say, like school's about to be over. Maybe you guys have been listening to this all school year. Like, why don't you encourage your kid to be a part of this? Call our Kid Joke hotline. 855-KID-JOKE. 855-KID-JOKE. Call it, leave that funny joke on our voicemail, and then we, as very educated adults, we're going to try to solve that kid joke. But I'm telling you, like do this along with us. It's hard. These are really hard jokes. Cassie, again, it's what?
Why did a flower not ride its bike?
Why the flower not ride its bike?
Oh, that's kind of, because its petals. The petals were gone. The petals fell off.
It's a sad joke.
Right?
Because its petals But flowers have petals.
Yeah, but obviously didn't ride its bike because something happened to the petals. Happened. Like maybe they're like.
Is it a sad petals joke? Is it something with a sad?
They fell off.
It fell off. It's
because it lost its petals.
Because it lost its petals.
But why?
I'm sad.
I have so many questions about this one. What happened to the petals?
Someone picked them off. Obviously.
Oh my God.
No.
Sounds so rough.
What are you talking about?
That sounds
so rude. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not.
As I'm getting older, it sounds so mean now.
What are you talking about?
A55 kid joke. Like, poor flower.
I would rather do that than a magic 8-ball any day.
Why?
Because magic 8-balls freak me out.
That's of the devil. We can't do that anymore. Call us. Tell us your joke. We try to solve it.
Hi, my name is Kate. I am 9 years old. I'm calling from Baltimore City. And my kid joke is, why did the bear marry the bee?
Why did the bear marry the bee?
Oh.
Why the bear marry the bee?
For some reason, I want to say honey because it's just making me think of like Pooh Bear.
Yes, honey.
Because it was
because he wanted the honey. It was his honey.
It was his honey.
That was his honey because that was his honey. That was his honey.
So the bee can give the bear his honey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was a practical joke.
Exactly.
It was a relationship of convenience.
It was a love story. It was a love story.
855 kid joke.
Hi, my name is Ava. I'm 11 years old. And my joke is, why didn't a teddy bear want to eat his dessert?
Why didn't the teddy bear want to eat his dessert?
Because he was stuffed.
Damn, we're killing it this week. Stuffed. Because he was stuffed. He ate all of his dinner. He was stuffed. Because I was thinking at first, like, too sweet. But, like, no, stuff makes sense. Because he was stuffed.
Because it was stuffed.
Because he was stuffed. Because he was stuffed.
Good job, Ava.
He ate dinner. He was good. Yes, we love it. 855, kid joke.
Hi, I'm Chloe and Gavin. I'm 10 and Gavin's 9. We have a riddle for you guys.
No.
Mary's mom had 4 children. April, May, June.
Okay.
What's the last child's name?
Oh, God, I hate a riddle.
July.
April, May, June. But they're never as easy as you think. That's a problem.
April, May,
it's never
June,
as easy
July.
As you think.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's going to be like.
She could be March.
It was Stephanie. Because,
like instead of before April.
Oh.
Like instead of. I'm going with July. I am.
It was Stephanie because that was her great-grandmother's name. Like, oh, dang it, man. Y'all got it. Okay. April, May, June. What was the third? Okay. What was the last kid's name? Wait.
Are you kidding me?
What?
This is. I really need to know the answer to this. There's no way that we don't have it.
Wait, what? You didn't even tell us the last kid's name?
They didn't finish it?
No.
Wait, is that on us or is that on them?
No, that's on them.
No! Okay, wait, I'm actually pissed. There's never been ever a time that I literally needed to know the ending and this is it and you're telling me that we don't have it?
We don't. You're not going to leave us.
Gavin, where's Gavin? Call now.
What? No. No. Stop the show. Stop the show. You will get no more quality entertainment out of us today.
I'm actually kind of bummed.
You will get no more free quality radio entertainment out of us if y'all gonna mess with a show like this, because Jess and I will sit here and we will stew over this until we get the answer. This is nonsense. You're not gonna mess with the integrity of kid jokes like this. No, we're not.
Also, can this be a rule? Like, you can't do the riddles and not finish the riddle. That's kind of messed up.
Like, Jess and I, we're not built this way. We're not built to not know the answer. It's just not fair. Stacy and Olney, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Do you know the answer to this riddle? Because we can't move on.
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you tell us the whole entire riddle then? Like, do it, do the whole thing, and we're going to try to guess it.
Okay.
All right.
Mary's mom has 4 children. Their names are April, May, June, and...
Okay, so... Jess...
Oh.
Oh, do you have it now? Because I was going to go... I
thought it was July, but it's not, is it?
Okay.
It's what?
What is it, Stacey?
Just give it to us.
It's Mary, because Mary's mom has 4 kids.
Oh my God.
Oh, damn it. There it is.
I didn't hear it in the beginning. I just assumed it was like another month name, but obviously Mary's mom, it's Mary.
There it is. That's so good. That's so good. You know what?
And I'm still upset with Chloe and Gavin, though.
That was
kind of mean.
Chloe and Gavin, their credit for that, but we just
No credit.
We couldn't give it to
them. No credit.
Listen, I don't want to shame children on the radio. That seems cruel.
I'm not shaming, but like they abandoned us. That's kind of mean.
Yeah, it feels mean. Thank you so much, Stacey, for clearing that up. We really needed that today.
You're welcome. Have a great morning.
You too.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game, Jeopardy. That's right, people. You heard Jeopardy, not Jeopardy. And I intentionally and purposely am saying Jeopardy.
You've worked for me for too long.
Jeopardy.
Are you proud of yourself for that one, Dutra?
Because I was trying to think, like, what other game we have done.
No, Jeopardy is great.
I think that's all we've done.
Round of applause for Jessica Dutra, y'all. She even came up with the name herself. We're proud of her.
Hopefully, we only play this one time.
I hope not. I hope we play this every week. All right, explain the rules of your new game called Jeopardy, please.
So the point of the game is to guess correctly how many times I went pee on my road trip with my husband to North Carolina. Over the weekend, my cousin graduated and we had to drive to North Carolina. It's a 6.5-hour drive, and I want to see if my friends Kramer and Charlotte can guess correctly, and you play along in the car. If you can guess correctly how many times we had to pull over and stop so I could use the restroom.
Now, if, in case you don't know, if you're new to our show, Jess either has the world's smallest bladder or the biggest pee anxiety or somewhere in between the two, and we're not sure.
I think it's a combination of the two. I do have a doctor's appointment in 2 weeks, so everybody will have answers soon.
But just know she's that person in the friend group that always has to, like, pee.
Yeah.
So, like, it's an issue for sure. Okay, before we guess, we need some context clues. First off, how long were you in the car? How long was that car trip between Baltimore and North Carolina? And obviously we have two ways. You have to go there and back.
6.5 hours.
Ooh, so an hour, 13 total hours.
Oh, so are we guessing all total, not just one way?
Oh, I'm doing... Oh, which way do you want to do?
Oh.
Which way do you have the answer to?
I have both, but...
You tell me. What do you want to do? It's your game. Jeopardy is your intellectual property, not mine.
Let's do one way.
One way. So you're doing from Baltimore... To North Carolina. Okay, one way, 5.5 hours?
Six.
6.5 hours. Okay. Any other context clues that we need to know?
I don't know.
Did you drink a lot? Did you stop and get water along the way or no? Like, did you guys stop at the convenience store?
I stopped drinking any liquid at 7 p.m. the night before.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you were pretty dry.
There's a lot that went into this. I feel like I can't give you too many clues, because then it might give it away.
Okay.
But what I can say is the drive is 6.5 hours one way. I did not drink anything after 7 p.m. And I did not drink anything during the trip at all whatsoever.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going 4 stops. 4 stops, 6.5 hours, final answer.
Okay.
Charlotte, our producer, you got your context clues.
I'm going to say 5.
Why?
I think despite not drinking water and doing all that to prepare, I think you might have gotten in your own head, which therefore made you need to pee more.
Okay.
But I believe in you enough to think you held it at least 1.5 hours at one point.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to give you less than 6. I'm going to give you 5.
We go to Jess. Final answer.
Final answer is... 4 times.
Wow. Whoa. How about that? Yo.
Turn off the winning music because let me tell you why.
Oh.
What?
No winning about 4 times. Winning for you, bad for me.
What happened?
You want to know why it was only 4 times?
Why? Oh,
it
no.
was 4 times because I had to pee once an hour because I made sure that I was asleep for the first 2. So I stayed up extremely late.
You had to strategize.
The night before, didn't stop drinking any liquid at 7 p.m., stayed up extremely late. I was exhausted. So I made sure that I would immediately fall asleep when we got into the car. Mm-hmm. So my poor husband, garage boy, could at least drive for 2 hours in peace and not worry about my insanity. And then the minute I woke up, he's like, "You gotta go." And I was like, "Yep."
And that was very considerate.
I know.
So after
bless
that,
his heart.
It was every hour after that.
After that, it was every single
Even
hour.
Even though you didn't drink any water at all on the trip.
Yes.
You still had to stop to pee.
Yes.
Bro, it's got to be some kind of anxiety.
I'm telling you, she got in her own head. And when you're in the car, it's like
but y'all,
jostling your bladder
but
around.
But when I'm peeing, it's not like I go pee and nothing comes out. It's full flow. So there's there is liquid in there.
There's something going on.
But congratulations, you won.
Is this true? Is it true that servers will retaliate against rude customers? Like, is that a real fact? Like, do y'all do things? Like, if we rude to y'all, do y'all actually do things to us, like, behind the scenes? Because this is making me a little bit nervous. Today is National Waitstaff Day.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out, by the way, to all of our servers, our waitstaff. Y'all appreciate
absolutely.
Y'all. All y'all busting butt, you know, to keep us fed and staff. We appreciate y'all. With all this studies that came out today just asking about different restaurant behaviors and stuff like this. One of the questions, though, it asked the question, it said, have you ever retaliated against a rude customer? This is asking the wait staff this question.
Mm-hmm.
Half of servers said that they've retaliated in some way against some rude customer in some way. It didn't specifically go into what they did.
Like what they've done.
And
yeah.
I'm like, bro, why would you not? Like, that's the important part. I don't care that 50% have.
I think it depends on what you're capable of doing, right? Because depending, so I was in the service industry for about 10 years as whether if I was hosting or serving at multiple different restaurants.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of like retaliation happens on like how much you can get away with.
Yeah.
You know? So I think for me, if I ever retaliated against someone that was extremely rude and just difficult to put up with is... I think moving at a slower pace.
Slower,
you know?
So that'd be your retaliation.
My retaliation would be like taking my sweet time to get to you. Your table being last. If I'm slammed, I'll get to you last or when I feel like getting to you if you're going to be rude to me.
They're low priority. If they're rude to you, they're becoming low priority.
Yeah, low priority. And also I think just like I would never be blatantly disrespectful, but I think I just wouldn't speak.
Like, you don't talk to them anymore?
As far as, like, other than, like, getting your order and what you need, you know?
No pleasantries.
Like, no pleasantries. Right. When I would, like, make it an experience, and they obviously would see my interaction and, like, fun lightness with everyone else around them, and then with them, I'd be like, are you done?
What do you want?
You know what I mean?
Order, please. Do you
like,
want your
my
check?
My tone was just, like, monotone, where, like, over here, I'd be like, who wants sake bar?
Yeah, because you're almost, like, putting on a show when you work in retail or, like, food service.
Yeah.
Like, you are on.
Yeah.
So I feel that off. If someone's, like, really rude, it's like, I'm not doing all that.
No,
like,
I'm not going to give you the shine.
Customer service voice off.
I kind of want to explore that this morning here on National Waitstaff Day. And listen, we'll keep you completely anonymous in this. We got the voice disguiser if you want to call us and want to be on that. No problem. Or you can text us. If you're like a waiter or you have been in the past, can you admit to us that you've retaliated against a server? I'm hoping that nobody's going to call.
Oh, or telling you that we don't have what you're ordering.
Oh, like you'll literally just be like,
I'll be like, oh, can we get this? Oh, sorry. We just ran out.
Damn. Sorry. That's kind of terrible.
Or they just got the last one.
Hey, Christina Westminster. Good morning.
Morning.
You can say you fall into this 50%.
Absolutely.
What do you admit to doing?
Perhaps as a bartender or even as a wait staff working with my bartender, making drinks a little less strong for rude customers.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're getting all the soda, none of the fun.
Yo, that's pretty
absolutely.
Smart. So you're saying your drink's just not gonna be as fun. You're not gonna get
your drink just isn't gonna be as fun as the rest of my customers.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely turning off my customer service voice. You don't deserve that.
Does it work the other way around? Do you have a more fun drink if you're nice?
Absolutely, it does work the other way around.
Okay.
If you're extra fun and extra kind, you're getting extra fun drinks.
Oh, I agree. Like, if we're vibing, we're definitely going to vibe. You're going to get a little extra sum here or there.
Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
If you don't want terrible service back, then don't be a customer.
Oh, okay, good to know. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Text right here. I retaliate in ways like not getting refills, telling them we can't sub out something when I know we can, and instantly get a change in my demeanor. Oh my gosh. So I was in the service industry for about 10 years. I totally would do that too. Like if they wanted to switch something out, if they wanted to mix and match, and if they were just not nice just a really crappy person, I'd be like, sorry, there's no substitution.
I knew there had to be a gluten-free bun back there somewhere. I knew it. I always knew. I'm like, you got a gluten-free bun? They're like, no. I'm like, I know you've got one
but
back there.
But if you're
you
not being
it.
Nice,
you
then then you're not getting your gluten-free bun.
You go find it back there somewhere. Susan and Towson, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
This is not you. This was your uncle.
Yes, this was my uncle. And this was back, I've been actually trying to figure out the exact year, probably the 70s. Mm-hmm. And like when you go to like a Dunkin' Donuts or like a place like that, they would have these really large lemonade and punch. I don't know what you would call it. Like, you could see it, like the punch and the lemonade would like circulate through this glass container.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was always cool to look at as a kid. And at night when they would close up, my uncle had some anger issues. And apparently he just hated all the customers. And they would urinate in the lemonade.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
No. No.
They would pee in the lemonade?
No.
Yes. Yes. No. And it was something that, like, he told us. He would tell us these stories. And we were always like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. He was like, yeah.
Wait,
I'm kind of ashamed of it now, but I did.
He'd be so mad at the customers, he would literally urinate in the lemonade.
Yeah, he always had a lot of anger issues, but like as a teenager, I guess that was his way of getting back. Like he would resent the customers for coming in because then he would be busy and have to work. So he would pee in the lemonade.
Okay, that I cannot support. That I cannot stand by. No one, I've never witnessed anything like that before.
I am sure that a customer would have to know that.
Right? I feel like was something you would taste,
They were huge things of lemonade. I mean, huge.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe not. Maybe it was diluted.
Maybe
there was so much going on that they didn't know.
Just terrifying.
That's the kind of stuff that kind of freaks me out. That's the kind of stuff where I'm like, maybe I'll pass on the lemonade next time I go anywhere. I don't know. Like, what do you think? How much is too much to ask a friend? I mean, I really do feel like that's what friends are for, right? Friends are there to help you out in times of need, and that's what you do for your friends. But like, is there a certain limit where it goes too far? I needed new brakes on my Jeep, and the only person that I know that really knows cars is our boss, Tom, right?
Yes.
So I call Tom and I'm like, hey, they gave me this quote. It was gonna be like $700 for rear brakes on my car.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, that's ridiculous. I can do your brakes for you. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, no problem. Just swing over on Sunday. I'll do your brakes. No problem. And I said, that's really kind of you. So I go over to Tom's house on Sunday. He does my brakes. And at the end, I was like, well, because he went out and bought the parts and everything for it. And I go, well, how much do I owe you? And he goes, well, the parts were $211.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we both kind of stood there and looked at each other. And I was like, the way he said that made it sound like, well, the parts were 200, like.
The parts were like two something.
Right. Well, and like
maybe like toss in $100
right
there. So
does he expect me to also pay him for the labor? Because it was almost like there was supposed to be more to that sentence. There wasn't a
maybe
period.
It's like a little tip.
Like, right.
A little tip.
Like a tip for his time.
Yeah.
Well, the parts were $211.
How long did it take him to do it for?
I was there probably 2 hours.
What?
Probably 2 hours.
Yo!
Okay. But here's
the
thing.
You gotta give him at least minimum wage tip equivalent for his time.
Yeah.
But Tom is my boss, but Tom is like also a friend of mine, right? Mm. And so I was like, you know, I don't feel like you pay your friends to do work.
Bro,
like,
wait, what?
What?
Hold up. You don't do nothing for free. Hang on a second.
Like, for example, if Jess needed something done that I knew how to do, I wouldn't charge you to do the thing that I knew how to do, right? Like, that seems weird to me. But like, it's like the way
you value their craft.
Yeah, I think there's a difference.
So you want to show that you value their craft.
Yeah.
Let me flip this around to you guys.
I think there's a difference of, like, I don't know, like, if you ask your friend to help you move, like, you're not going to pay them to move. However, you do get them a meal. Like, you
right,
buy them
like
pizza
or
something.
Like, you get beers and pizza.
But I think for him to, so he went out of his way, he knew what parts to get you. He purchased the parts and then he spent 2 hours working on your car. I definitely would have thrown him something.
So he said, okay, so the parts were $211. What would you have said next?
I would have asked him, how much do you want me to pay you total? That's what I would have asked.
And what
him.
Would you have felt right doing to a friend?
That would have been my follow-up question. Also, I will say, because I was in the room when he said that he would do your breaks for you.
Yeah.
If I was you in that position, I would have been like, so how much total would you want me to pay you?
Mm. Oh, like up front before it even started?
Up front before it even started, because obviously the parts, yes, but like I wouldn't have expected him to do something like that for free. I don't know.
I didn't pay him nothing.
You just paid him the two something for the parts?
I said, cool, $211 and how many cents? I'll give you the exact penny because I don't want you to pay for him. But
you
like,
can always say, how much do you think is fair?
Yeah.
No, what's fair is you're my friend.
But did you, but you, so, so you just, for, so you just did the parts, but you didn't even get him, like, you didn't take him out to eat or nothing like that?
I'll owe him something of my skill.
That was a wackadoodle move on your part, my guy.
If he wants some yoga tips in the future, I'll be happy to do that for him or like whatever my
can
skill,
we call him?
Whatever my skill is.
Can we call him and see how he actually feels?
I mean, we can try. I don't know that he'll answer.
No.
He's trying to get out of it.
Yeah, you're trying to get
out. I don't know.
I'll call him on my phone right now. Put him on speaker. Don't play me.
But like what? You know what I mean? But you would have paid him.
I would have asked him, how much do you want me to pay you?
And Charlotte, you would have paid him?
Yeah, I would have done at least $250.
Wow, $250?
Yeah.
That's the damn shop prices. Y'all telling me y'all pay y'all's friends every single time they do anything for you? You literally go and you pay your friend every single time. Y'all be saying stuff on the text line.
Wait, are we talking right now?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay. Wait, dude, you gotta tell me because you literally just made me blindfold myself.
Sorry, I know.
So I did not know.
Literally, the text line is so holier than thou sometimes. Oh, Kramer, how dare you? Y'all literally pay your friend every time your friend does. Your friend drives you to the airport, you pay them Uber fees. Like, no, you don't.
I do. I get the point and the perspective that you're trying to take. I just don't think it applies to your specific situation, to be honest. I don't know, like 2 hours of working on your car and like you didn't give him nothing, didn't pay him anything extra, didn't even take him out for a meal. I think it's kind of wild.
Do you want to explain really quick what we're talking about?
Yeah. So Kramer had to get some work done on his brakes. His quote was like, what, $600 or $700?
Like almost like $670 or something.
Okay. So our boss, Tom / friend, says to Kramer, oh, like I can do your brakes for you. Goes to his house on Sunday. Tom works on the car for 2 hours, and Kramer only paid him for the parts, which is about like a little over $200, and like didn't give him anything extra. No. And also didn't even like take him out to eat.
No, that's because that's what friends are for. Like that's what friends do. Like, and if Tom needed something from me, I would go do it for him, and I wouldn't like charge him for his time, for my time. Like,
I think it's a little weird.
Like for example, I know some graphic design stuff. I wouldn't sit there and charge him freelance time for like my photoshopping skills.
I do think working on someone's car for 2 hours and like getting the parts and all that kind of stuff is almost in its own category. And I will say, even outside of that, like not even like getting him something, like taking him out to dinner or anything, I think makes me feel a little weird. And I will say too, I think it also depends on the level of friend. Like Tom isn't your best friend, like,
so,
you know what I mean?
So you think best friends should do things for free?
That's different. Like I also don't, like if my best friend, like so for example, if my best friend Stephanie knew how to fix cars, I still would have like given her extra and taken her out just because I don't know. It's kind of hard, like because like the car thing too, that's so niche, like that's really, okay, and
I'll
he saved
him.
You so much money.
I'll pay him. What do you mean pay the guy? Should I pay him? I think
you should ask him. I think we need to call him and like see how he feels about it.
I'll pay him then. I'll pay him. We'll settle up. It's fine. It's fine.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Hey, welcome to the most Maryland radio segment that we could come up with. If you can come up with something better, let us know, because we don't claim to be the most creative people in the state, that's for sure. To bay or not to bay, Jess, what is this in your blindfolded self over there?
So it's a taste test where we put Old Bay on things you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on. And that's because when we moved here 5 years ago, we had never heard of Old Bay. And everyone said you could put it on anything. So we test that once a week and tell you if that's true or not. It's not true. Old Bay doesn't go good with every single thing under the sun. But it is really good with stuff that you probably haven't tried yet, but this month is a little different and irritating, if I do say so myself.
It's mystery item month. Basically, we just feel like this would be fun if we blindfolded Jess. Typically, she knows what she's going to try. For the month of May, she doesn't. We're literally blindfolding her and just having her do food items that she doesn't know what she's going to try.
It's a very scary experience.
It's like Fear Factor.
It is Fear Factor.
But with food.
Literally.
So the last couple of weeks have been, this always gets very dramatic. So just prepare yourself for this. We've gone hard. We've gone easy. What will we get this week? We don't know. Charlotte's behind her. Charlotte, have we added Old Bay to the food item? Are we good to go?
Yes.
Okay, we're good to go. Jessica, are we ready to go for...
I don't know. I hate this.
Okay.
All right.
I'm handing you the fork. Where's your hand?
All right. Jess has the mystery food item in her hand.
Is it on this?
Oh my God, stop shaking.
Oh, it's on the fork?
Yes, you're holding it literally upside down. You have to turn it 180. you're gonna drop it off. Okay.
You guys, I'm literally blindfolded. What do you want from me? All it's right. on the fork.
You gotta.
It's kind of heavy. Is it jiggly?
You gotta drop. Okay. This might be our worst week yet, by the way. All right. Don't touch it.
You don't have to tell me how I'm going to do this. You think I'm just going? No way.
All right. Jess is going to try. a mystery item.
I don't know.
Don't touch it. Just try the mystery food item.
I can't.
Yes, you can. Jess, we can't do
I don't know what it is.
All right. Jess.
I can't tell the temperature. Is it hot or cold? I don't want to burn myself.
I honestly don't know. Charlotte was in charge of getting the food on this. I'm not sure.
It's cold.
It's cold. Okay. All right.
Jess, I just bite it?
Just bite it. Can she eat the whole thing or not, Charlotte? Okay.
I'm not going to eat the whole thing. You're delusional. If you think I'm just going to eat the whole thing blindfolded.
All right. Put it in your mouth.
I can't tell.
Yes, you can. You can eat this one. I promise you. You got this.
I don't know where it is. I can't tell. I can't. Where is it? Did it fall? No, it's still there. What is it? I don't know. It's on my hand. I don't know what it is. I'm so scared.
Can you imagine working with us? Y'all have been doing this for a decade now, and it never gets easier.
I don't know what to do. I can't.
Just put it in your mouth, Jessica. Okay. Just bite it. No, a bite like you mean it.
I don't know what that is.
Jessica.
What is that?
Bite it like you mean it, please.
What is that?
Like you mean it.
Is it like bread? Is it bread?
Jessica, like you mean it, please.
Is it pepperoni?
Yeah, I can do this. It's absolutely not pizza or pepperoni.
Is it bread?
It's a bread type product. Please go. Please try this like you mean it.
I'm trying. I did take a little nibble and I can't tell what it is. It's salty. I don't know what it is.
Salty?
And what's on my finger?
I don't
know.
I don't know.
Just this segment's going on for 7 minutes.
What is that, custard? Is it frosting?
Okay, keep going. Frosting?
What is that?
Frosting and bread, Jess. What would frosting and bread be together?
Oh, is it pie?
It's not pie.
Is it a cupcake?
It's a cake.
Can I open my eyes?
Why yes. It's cake. It's just literally cake.
Oh. Okay. Now I taste it. I'm not going to lie. The Old Bay made it weird to me.
Why might we be doing cake, Jess?
Oh, because of my birthday?
It's Jess's birthday.
Okay.
So we just literally did a piece of cake for your birthday.
It tasted like pizza.
Wait, how did you get pizza out of that?
I don't know. I think maybe the Old Bay and the frosting made me think it was pizza.
All right. Jess, birthday cake, Old Bay. Is it to bay or not to bay?
Not to bay.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.